KINY Juneau. Now from the Alaska Airlines Studio, local first news for Juneau and all of Southeast Alaska.
From the capital city, I'm Jazz Garrett. In a newsletter published late Tuesday, Representative Zach Fields, a Democrat who represents Anchorage, said the governor, quote, threatened to campaign and spend $70,000 per race against any Republicans who voted to override the veto, end quote. Fields did not provide evidence of his claim, which he said was from one or more House majority members. He declined to elaborate when questioned in person. The governor's office did not answer a question asking whether such threats took place. This is according to an article published by the Alaska Beacon. School Board President Dee Dee Sorensen provides an update on the school board meeting that took place last week. The board unanimously agreed last Thursday to pass a budget for next school year that depends on school closures and a reduction of staff to address a nearly $10 million budget deficit. The adopted budget also takes into account declining student enrollment. The district hopes that the reduction in force plan can partially be done through natural turnover, such as retirement, but it could mean layoffs. The district has to send out layoff notices to teachers by May 15th, but Sorensen said she hopes they will know before then the number of staff positions that will be eliminated. She said that the approved budget assumed that the state education funding would not increase.
We did not pretend that the $680 BSA increase that the legislature passed would become law, because the board last year kind of bet on that and then had to do some scramble to cut things. Although, as it turned out, we didn't cut nearly enough. You know, if it does, we certainly will have a list of things to add back, you know. And the reality is, like last year, we did get a one-time boost of $340. And so last year's budget, so this year's budget is actually, in terms of state funding, is a cut from last year's budget.
The school board heard the news about the veto after their meeting adjourned last week that Governor Mike Dunleavy vetoed the bipartisan education bill that would have allowed for more than $5 million in additional state funding. Here is Sorensen's reaction.
The legislature's job to fund education, and so to be able to stand up for that educational funding, you know, I mean, that's their constitutional responsibility. And if they are going to not stand up to the governor to their constitutional responsibility to adequately fund education, then, you know, I guess that's kind of on them. While I see the governor's veto as one person who has done a great deal to harm public education in Alaska, it's really up to the legislature.
In many ways, the path forward is still uncertain.
Totally disheartening. Hopefully, we have structured ourselves so that if and when there is additional funding, we will be able to direct that funding into student instruction.
The sixth-ranked Thunder Mountain High School boys basketball team pulled together in a 53-51 overtime win against West Valley Wolves yesterday in their opening game of the ASAA March Madness Alaska 4A Basketball State Championships at Anchorage's Alaska Airlines Center. They face the number 2-ranked Service Cougars tomorrow at 6:15 p.m. Here's the game wrap-up for the boys, Kelly Thompson with the call.
Sam Lockhart was just honored as the player of the game. Sam, no wonder, he had 28 points. 28 points for Sam. Thomas Baxter had 9. TJ Guerrero with 4. Hey, Kason Ludeman with 8. And 2 for James Swarovski. West Valley led almost all the time. They led 12-5 at the end of the first quarter, led by 5 at halftime, 27-22. We were tied 46-46 at the end of regulation, and Thunder Mountain wins it in overtime, 53-51.
And the 4th-ranked Thunder Mountain High School girls basketball team showed the Diamond Lynxes who's boss with a 58-47 win in their opening game. The girls face Colony, who sits number 1 in the tournament, tomorrow at 3:15. Here's yesterday's game wrap-up for the girls.
The player of the game was none other than Kara Baxter. She had 22 points, 14 for Cambry Lockhart, 7 for Jaira Kerendang, 5 for Kaylin Baxter. Did I mention Lockhart with 14? I did now, and Kara Strong with 2.
and Juno Douglas High School cheer placed second at nationals on their routine, and they won regions and state for the fourth time in a row, and Thunder Mountain High School's cheer placed second at state this year. KXJ will livestream play-by-plays of the semifinals on Friday. And coming up, the gold medal basketball tournament continues. That story next with Grace Dumas when Local First News continues.
The 75th Juno Lions gold medal basketball tournament continues with games from 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. tonight at the Juno Douglas High School George Houston Gymnasium. Here are yesterday's scores. In Game 21, Yakutat won against Hoonah, 70-45. In Game 22, Yakutat was shot down by Haynes, 73-53. In Game 23, Cluckwan beat Yakutat 85-70. In Game 24, Angoon trumped Cake 50-40. In Game 25, Angoon beat Cake 97-86. And in the closing game for last night, Metlakatla beat Angoon 69-46. Enjoy the games live on KINY, on the stream, and the free Juno Media Center app, or on the Gold Medal Podcast. Tourist season is coming up for Alaska. Jamie Bricker from Skagway Visitor Department joined Capital Chat this week to share some insights on the upcoming cruise season.
So the Skagway Visitor Department just produced our very popular Skagway cruise ship schedule that has passenger estimates for each ship day, and we just got that released out to the public last week. It is available on skagway.org, which is a little different than you're used to hearing from me. You'll want to go to skagway.org/SVD, as in Skagway Visitor Department. And there you can find the cruise ship arrival calendar, and we're looking at around 1.2 million cruise passengers.
If you or anyone you know plans to visit Skagway this season, Jamie Bricker shares all the information you might need.
For anybody planning their trip, skagway.com is the best place to get information about all of the accommodations that are available, all the excursions, and then, of course, skagway.com/events is the place to go before you visit here all year long to determine what's going on when you're here.
Juno Community Band is putting on a Wild West-themed spring concert this Saturday. Fun for the whole family. You'll find cowboys, outlaws, and most wanted flute player Inga White. Sarah McNair Grove joined Capital Chat this week to tell us more.
It is this Saturday, March 23rd at 7 p.m., and it's at the Thunder Mountain High School. You can buy tickets in advance if you go to the Jack, or you can do it online through the Jack ticket purchasing. There's also a little link from our website, junocommunityband.org, where you can link to the buy the online purchases. If you buy them in advance, a general ticket is $22, a senior is $18, students are $5, and a family price $40, and there is a $2 ticket fee if you buy them online. If you buy them at the door, they're just a couple of dollars more, $25 general, $20 seniors, students are $5, and families are 45.
Taku Wins will be joined by band students from Tsongkatahini Middle School. Todd Hunt here to tell us more.
Even though it's spring break, we've got some dedicated Tsongkatahini band members that are joining us, and it's wonderful to have them. It's great to see some young faces and, you know, have them come play with the adults and give us a little shot of adrenaline that we need.
A special congratulations to a retiring Juno Police Department canine. Juno Police say goodbye to Buddy, who has transitioned to being, well, just your average pup.
Today I'm pleased to announce the retirement of canine Buddy. After 56 dog years of meritorious service to the people of Juno and other Southeast Alaska communities. During your tenure as a canine officer for the Juno Police Department, you helped to intercept over $15 million of illegal drugs, including heroin, cocaine, methamphetamines, and fentanyl. While the drugs seized and the offenders put behind bars can be quantified, the value you provided to our department is immeasurable. Incoming canine Dax will have large paw prints to fill. Thanks again for your service and enjoy your well-deserved retirement.
Buddy, thank you for your many years of service.
Happy retirement, buddy!
Now you're up to date with Local First News. I'm Grace Dumas.